soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Go Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 1 kumfumfu 2021 ngusithandekile Mhlanga endabeni zethu lamhlanje
bona ngani vele isikhathi kade sisifikile ukuthi kwenziwe njalo and sibona ngazathi kuzanceda ukuletha ibusiness labantu bakwazi ukuthi babuyele emisebenzini basebenze
isiphinde yayekethiswa imigoqo yokwenqabela iCOVID-19 kwele South Africa okwamukelwe ngenjabulo enkulu ngabaningi ikakhulu abavela eZimbabwe asebehlala kulelo lizwe.
Kuthiwa yena lo mqondisi moyo labanye abayi 30 eplazini lentabazinzweni awe-Chief Lord mhla ka 8 March bakhuthaza odlakela batshaya u-security guard basebethatha le-laptop le-14,500 eyayingeka Floyd Ambrose.
Isiphathamandla sebandla lemthwakazi Republic Party umnumzana Patton Mqaba umiswe phambi komthethwandaba kamanje obulawayo namhla ekhalaza imvumo yokukhululwa ngemali yesibambiso. Ukuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculi wengoma zomdumo o-hip hop uWarren Moyo odume ngegama lokuthi nguRocky Dub ocula ekobulawayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kuwona lo msakazo. Kulabantu abaphezulu kwamakhulu amathathu 335 abahlolwe izolo batholakala bele COVID-19 elizweni kwathi abayisikhombisa babulawa yilo umkhuhlane. Okwamanje ilizwe selenelisile ukuhlaba abantu abedlula izigidi ezintathu 3 million ijekiseni yokuzivikela ku-COVID-19 kodwa abangaba izigidi ezedlula kancane ezimbili babo 2.2 million yibo asebehlatshwe amajekiseni omabili. Ukubika abogatshalo ezempila kahle kunjalo nje isiphinde yayekethiswa imigoqo yokwenqabela iCOVID-19 kwele South Africa okwamukelwe ngenjabulo ngabaningi ikakhulu abeZimbabwe asebehlala kulelo lizwe. UThuso Khumalo sipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Kusukela namhlanje izalwane zakwele South Africa sezivunyelwa ukuqhuba imbuthano elabantu abafika izinkulungwane ezimbili 2000 ngabe phandle kwezakhiwo kumbe abedlula amakhulu ayisikhombisa 750 ngabe phakathi. Isikhathi okwenqabela abantu kuhamba laso sekusele amahola amane kuphela kusukela ngo-12 o'clock ebusuku kusiya ku-4 o'clock ekuseni. Emngcwabeni sekuvunyelwa abantu abalikhulu 100. Abanatha utshwala labo batsha umlozi njengoba sebevunyelwa ukubuthenga malanga wonke. Kanti emabhawa sebengabubhudla kuze kutshaye u-11 o'clock ebusuku. Esethula lesi simemezelo izolo ebusuku, umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa uthele South Africa seliphumile ku-third wave ye-coronavirus, kanti ke lezibalo zabahlaselwa yilo mkhuhlane ngelanga sezehle kakhulu.
At the peak of the third wave, we were recording around
qale kuhlaselwa abantu abafika 20,000 ngelanga kodwa kathesi sebedlalela kubo 2,000.
The average number of new cases was at around 1,800 a day.
Lamanyathelo aza ngesikhathi kuyiwa kokhisimusi njalo ele South Africa lilungiselela ukhetho asemukelwe ngezandla zombili ngabaningi. Isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Khanyisa Sinkala uthi bathemba lokhu kuzavula amathuba emisebenzi laloba nje umnyaka usuvele ususiyaphela.
Sibona ngani vele isikhathi kade sisifikile ukuthi kwenziwe njalo and sibona ngazathi kuzanceda ukuletha ibusiness labantu bakwazi ukuthi babuyele emisebenzini basebenze sisilandi festive season ukuthi lokhu abantu kuvulwe kuvalwe sokusilimazile economically. So encouragement yami kubantu baseZimbabwe abalapha ezweni laseSouth Africa ukuthi asambeni siyehlaba
isikhulume senhlanganiso emela izalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa eZimbabwe community in South Africa umnumzana Bongani Mkhwananzi uthi asisekwe isizathu sokuthi uhulumende weZimbabwe aqhubeke evale imingcele kulabo abafuna uzokwethekela lokuzothenga kwele South Africa.
Abantu bese bethwele nzima kakhulu kodwa ke siyanxusa nje ukuthi ngabe lelizwe lakithi nalo kuyavulwa amabhoda impilo zabantu sezinesikhathi eside zinile kuyadingeka nje ukuthi kuvulwe amabhoda abantu bekwazi ukuhamba baye emakhaya bayelungisa okunye babone nezihlobo nabantwana.
Loba kunjalo abanye bathi ukuvumela abantu abaningi kangaka bebuthana ngesikhathi kuqhutshwa imikhankaso yokhetho oluzaqhutshwa ngolwezi kungahle kuphose ilizwe ku-fourth wave engagcina isenza kuvalwe zonke izinto. Sebephose bafike izigidi ezintathu asebehlaselwe i-coronavirus kwele South Africa 2.9 million. Asebefile sebebanga kuzinkulungwane ezingamachumi ayisiyagalolunye 87,000. Asebehlatshwe ngokugcweleyo sebesedlula izigidi ezisiyagalombili over 8 million. Mele Studio 7, Johannesburg, kwele South Africa, ngingutuso Khumalo.
Le yiStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM, 4930, 6170, 7270, 6040, laku 15460 kHz ku-short wave.
Isiphathamandla sebandla lemthwakazi Republic Party umnumzana Patton Baba umiswe phambi komthethwandaba kamantshi kobulawayo namuhla ekhalaza imvumo yokukhululwa ngemali yesibambiso kulandela icala aletheswayo elokubangela udlakela ngenyanga kamabasa kwingxabangxoza eyaqhamuka epulazini entaba zinduna. Ibandla leli lalisithi kufanele umnumzana Floyd Ambrose asuke epulazini leTabas Induna Farm eNyamandlovu ngoba lingelikamnumzana Brian Davis obikwa walithathelwa. Umnumzana Ambrose uthi wantshontshelwa imali njalo wachaywa ngamalunga e-MRP ngaleso isikhathi. Amanye amalunga aleli bandla angamachumi amathathu lane agoqela umkhokheli walo umnumzana Mqondisi Moyo lawo akhangelelwe ukumiswa phambi komthethwandaba ngecala elifanayo. Umnumzana Domisani Dube iqwetha elibamelayo usichasisela okuningi ngalolu daba.
Ya wethu sicela lokuthi kuthiwa yena lo Mqondisi Moyo labanye abayi-30 eplazini lentaba zinzwini awe-Chief Lord mhlaka 8 March bakhuthaza udlakela batshaya u-security guard basebethatha le-laptop le-14,500 US eyayingeka Floyd Ambrose. So uchajwa ngo-section 37 of the Criminal Qualification Reform Act ngesikhathi bycourt and incitement of public violence.
Sizwa njalo ukuthi akhona amanye amalunga emthwakazi Republic Party azamiswa phambi komthethwandaba. Betheswa cala bani njalo kuyini elikukhangelele ngalolu daba?
Ya ngithola kulabanye abayi-31 abaguqela umthungameli we-MRP Mqondisi Moyo. Ngoba amapholisa lasenkathulo emaphepheni abo bathi babeyi-32 kodwa amabizo asikajeli namabizo angikhona ngobani. Hhayi kwakhathi esikhayelele ukuthi njengoba sesenzile i-application ye-bail ukuthi xa bebethonisa ucalelelezwe kwendlini salindela ukuthi inkantolo izathini. Siyabuyela ekhodi ngomvulo ngo-quarter past 11 so sizazi ukuthi bathini, then we'll take it from there. Kodwa amapholisa ebadesali ukuthi bethole i-bail besithi bazabaleka bathanda ukukhuthaza udlame okwenkantolo ekhodayo asikabile nsolo but i-conduct yamapholisa esolisayo ukuthi isikhathi esiningi bagijimisa into zepolitics ukuthi benze umsebenzi lalapho ungenacala khona lalapho ungenasidingo sokuthi beyalthi umuntu ethole i-bail baphikisa kuphela cala abalivumi bayalala icala.
Lo umnumzana Domisani Dube iqwetha isixoxelayo ekobulawayo. Ukusenjalo ibandla le-MDC Alliance lithi abasakhulayo abathathu ababotshwe izolo besola ikhomishini ebona ngoqhutshwa kokhetho yeZimbabwe Electoral Commission sebetheswe icala lokuvimba amahofisi la. Batsho nemini yonke namhla besesitokisini njalo bengetheswanga icala. amagqwetha abo ezama ukuthi bakhululwe. Abathathu laba babalisa umnumzana Johannes Karishi, Crispin Vera, lo Denford Ngatsiwore ongukhansila. Isikolo senkuba primary school enkayi sesisungule uhlelo lokufundisa abantwana kusetshenziswa imitshina yama computers, ama radio sets lokunye. Uhlelo lolu olusekelwa isizalwane seZimbabwe esiphandle kwelizwe esingafisanga ukuvezwa ngigama lukhangelelwe ukuba luzanceda ukuvimba ukumemetheka kwegcikwane le-COVID-19. Umnumzana Robert Ndlovu wabona ngokusungulwa kohlelo lolu uthi abantwana ababalisi lezakhamizi baluthakazelela. Asizweni exoxa ngalolu daba lo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7.
Bani behambe ukuyafaka ukuthiwa i-digital library for e-learning system. Basically izikolo zisemaphandleni azila internet connectivity, so esikwenzayo if you cannot access internet sina sayiletha kuwe. So engasuka ngikwenzile la ngathatha amabhuku, ama-PDF, ama-radio lessons ama-MP3 lama-video kuko YouTube lapha la amahala ngagqiba kukompyutha ukwenza ukuthi ngicreate okuthiwa i-digital library. So ngangilama laptop amabili futhi ngase ngithenga le speaker, yabona ukuzipika okutsha ngabafana lokho okwengoma lokho okulengiswayo lokho, right? Ngithenga lama USB flash, ama flash drive. I think ngathenga ama 32 gig, I think ayi-6 masizasezivotshwa sesisiya khona. So ngithe vele ngifika khona bengaselani nje internet ngoba ngathi 60% of educational material esezinswa ezikolo yayisigcwele ku-hard drive yekhompyutha engahambelayo. So ngifika ngale ngafika ngaconnect, ngabatshengisa ukuthi ukhonnectwa njani, ngafaka ispeaker lesa, ngafaka i-USB kwadlala ama-radio lessons. So lapha babesenza ukuthiwa ngama-auditory esizinze okokulalela. Sasikwenza sisakhula duwe okwakuthiwa ngama-radio lessons okwakuqala. Okwesibili, I think lokhu kwabajabula sakakhulu, amavidiyo angangihambelayo la aya kukhompyutha ngenelisa ukuthi edlalwe kumakhompyutha wirelessly kodwa engazange ye kwi-intanethi. Amakhompyutha lamafoni abo ayecupha khonapho kukhompyutha le engangihambelayo okuthiwa yi-local area network. So ngase ngithrena laba abalisi ukuba beziproducele i-content yabo, ngoba ungananzelela ukuphuma kobo YouTube lezindawo ngokwemazweni so ngabafundisa ukuthi berekhode using amafoni abo nokuthi berekhode ama-radio lessons ngolimi ngizwa abantu
abaso. Ngasikhangela khonapho-ke singathi ukuze kwethule uhlelo lolu wethula ngaphansi kwenkampani yokuthiwa kuyini, njalo ubona ngani kuyasebenza kakhulu yini emaphandleni nxa usethula uhlelo lolu?
Ye, kuyasebenza. Ikhampani mina I'm a consultant kwi-telecoms and ICT. Ikhampani yami kuthiwa yi-Woza Town. So uhlelo lolu ngaluqalisa e-town lapha kubulawayo, ngifaka ama-website yama-e-learning libraries esikolo where abantwana could access i-material esikolo kumbe using internet. But even e-town lapho kwezinto yangkhona iyadula. So esasikwenza esikolo lapha emchede yasemzika primary, abantwana bayabuya esikolo kumbe abazali lama USB drive kumbe lama memory card sebekopela isifundo leza ma memory card ngoba umuntu la iphone lapha endlini. Abantu abaningi balawa ama smart TV lapha babukela khona umvango labo sidingo and so on. So igephu yayikhona ngezwa abantu abaningi bengibhatile abengilobela besithi pho-ke thina emakhaya okungala intanethi okungalazisa kuthiwayo. Ngathi hhayi, for izesa kusebenziswa ama-solar panel, njalo amakhompyutha siwasebenzisayo kuthiwa ngama-micro computers okusho ukubana akadli umlilo omningi. So amaphaneli lizifaka laphana akaduli kakhulu lama-battery. So i-demand i-excitement angayibona kokutitsha njengoba ngithithi bengihamba kokuqala ekhaya semphendulo kobulawayo sizabuyela ngemva kwamaviki amabili to perfect the program.
Lo umnumzana Robert Ndlovu ingcwethi kwezobulembu be-intanethi obexoxa loGibbs Dube weStudio 7 esenguba Primary School eNkayi esabelweni seMathebeleleni North. Live Talk namhlanje sikhangela imizamo yokwenqabela iCOVID-19 kanye lokuqhubeka kohlelo lokuhlatshwa kwabantu ijekiseni yokuzivikela. Paul Kagame wakwele Rwanda uthi ilizwe lakhe lifuna ukuqhatsha ababalisi abaqeqeshe ezifundweni ezitshiyeneyo abadabuka eZimbabwe. Wethule lokhu eKigali ngolwesithathu kusihlwa emhlanganweni weRwanda eZimbabwe Trade and Investment Conference ogqitshwe izolo. Emhlanganweni lo bekulabaqondisi bamankampani, iziphathamandla zikahulumende wakhe lezakwele Zimbabwe labanye. Umabona kude weRwanda Television uthaphe amazwi la esithi uyafisa kakhulu ukuqhatsha ababalisi abakhaliphileyo abadabuka eZimbabwe. Umnumzana Sifiso Ndlovu, umqondisi wenhlanganiso yeZimta, utshele uGibbs Dube weStudio 7 ukuba bakwamukela ukukhulunywe ngumongameli Kagame.
Siyambonga umongameli waseRwanda ngokunanzelela ukuthi ababalisi beZimbabwe baqeqeshile njalo bayahlonipheka, kanti benza lezinga lezemfundo leZimbabwe libe lizinga elihloniphekayo. Okusukuhleke ukuthi sesibona ngamazwe wonke ukuthi ababalisi laba bayasebenza ngokumqotho sindana behlangana lobunzima obukhulu elizweni labo.
Lizakhulumisa nalo uhulumende na ngodaba lolu babandlovu?
Esikujabulelayo kakhulu ukuthi nxa lo umkhumbulo ongaba ngumkhumbulo ophumelelayo kawuphumelele kuyukuthi uhulumende baxhumene ukuthi labo babalisi abahamba besiya eRwanda bahambe beyingxenye kahulumende, ukwenzela ukuthi inkanuko zabo sebekhona ngale zinanzeleleke njalo zivikeleke. Phela umuntu angahamba ehedwa olakho ukuthi afike adliwe ngamanqe esekhonale. Thina-ke siyakukhuthaza ukuthi kube khona ababalisi abahambayo besiyadinga ulwazi kwamanye amazwe, kanti njalo bebachathekela ngolwazi lweZimbabwe. Sikubonile kusenzakala lokho eZimbabwe lisungula uzibuse, okutshengisela ukuthi kakusiyo nto entsha ukuthi ababalisi bachaphakale bagcwale amazwe bencedisana lezinye izizwe. Labethu-ke ke ngakunjalo kufanele sibe kusukwemukele lokho, kakusiyo nto elihlazo. Ukuthi baningi okunganani ababalisi abakhanuka ukuthi baye khona, hhatshi asikakutholi ukuthi baningi okunganani, kodwa nxa bebaningi bekhanuka okutshengisela ukuthi bayafisa ukuthi baye kubona kwezinye indawo ukuthi kwenzakalani, mhlawumbe njalo bangathola ukungcono. Nanku phela uhamba kwazala induna.
Lo umnumzana Sifiso Ndlovu, umqondisi wenhlanganiso yababalisi yeZimta, obexoxa loGibbs Dube weStudio 7 eseHarare. Okwamanje ngesizwe udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Uhulumende weDemocratic Republic of Korea wethule umbiko mhlaka 13 kunyanga kaMpandula esithi uvivinya ukusebenza kwezikhali zenhlamvu zombhubhiso ezohlobo lwama-long range cruise missiles angafika kwele Japan. Kumalanga amabili alandela umbiko lo, uhulumende lo wasungula ukusebenza kwalezi izikhali ezimbili ngokuzivivinya okungokwakuqala kunyanga eziyisithupha ezedluleyo. Uhulumende weMelika wasola lolu hlelo Emhlanganweni lentathela izindaba isikhulumeli sikahulumende weMelika umnumzana Ned Price wathi ukuvivinywa kwalezi zikhali yikwephula izivumelwano eziningi ezogatshalwe ezomvikela kumanyano wamazwe omhlaba we-United Nations olwe-Security Council njalo eleMelika liyazi ukuthi inyathelo leli ngelokwethusela amazwe akhelane lele Democratic Republic of North Korea kanye lawemhlabeni jikelele obona ngokwethulwa kwembiko kusigodlo sezomvikela eMelika esePentagon umnumzana John Kirby uthe lokhu kuveza sobala ukuthi inyathelo leDemocratic Republic of Korea liletha okungahlaliseki. Ugcizelele wathi uhulumende weMelika uzimisele ukuvikela ele Republic of Korea lele Japan ukukhulumisana ngezikhali zombhubhiso ezamanuclear phakathi kwelizwe leUnited States lele Democratic Republic of Korea kwamiswa kusukela ngomnyaka ka-2019 kodwa uhulumende kamongameli Biden wakubeka sobala ukuthi ufuna inkulumo lezi ziqhubeke. Isikhulumeli sikahulumende umnumzana Price uthi eleMelika lizimisele ukuthi kube lenkulumo ezizavumela ukuthi ligcwalise injongo yalo eyokuthi kungabi lezikhali zombhubhiso kusigaba seKorean Peninsula. Uthi eleMelika alila njongo yokuba lenzondo ngokwenziwe ngele Democratic Republic of Korea kodwa lidinga ukwehlisa izinga lokwethuselwa kweMelika labangani balo abagoqela ele Republic of Korea lele Japan njalo baza kufeza lokhu ngokukhulumisana kuhle. Kusikhatshana esisanda ukwedlula bekulenhlelo ezithile phakathi kweleMelika lamazwe akhelane lelizwe leNorth Korea kukhulunywa ngalo phakathi kwenyanga kaNcwabakazi omela iDemocratic Republic of Korea eMelika uSung Kim uvakatshele eleTokyo wahlangana leziphathamandla zikahulumende weJapan lezeRepublic of Korea ukucubungula udaba lweDemocratic Republic of Korea lezi abaphathintambo bakwamanye amazwe abe-PRC labe-Republic of Korea bahlangana eSeoul ngesikhathi ele-Democratic Republic of Korea lisanda ukuvivinya izikhali zalo ezama-long-range missiles. Isikhulumeli sikahulumende umnumzana Price uthe imihlangano le iqakathekile kunhlelo zokukhulumisana njalo eleMelika likholwa ukuthi imbuthano le izafeza injongo efana leyeMelika lamazwe akhelane leDemocratic Republic of Korea eyokuthi kube lengqubekela phambili kunhlelo zokuthi kungabi lezikhali zombhubhiso esigabeni seKorean Peninsula. Lapho belilalele udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika.
It was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday, seven to pogine.
Kuliviki kuhlelo Was a Friday silomculi wengoma zomdumo we-hip hop uWaren Moyo, odume ngegama lokuthi nguRocky Dub, ocula ekoBulawayo. Asizweni ixoxalo Ezra Chisa Sibanda we-Studio 7.
I'm such a flamer. She asked me who I be. Keep nothing fella. To see the motivator. Just give me know some paper. I'ma get one that asks me how I feel. Bro, I'm G'd up my G.
Ungafika uthi udinga uWaren Moyo ekasi lakhe enketha abamazi kodwa ungathi Rock It Up bakukhomba kuye. Ngani esaziwa kangaka la?
Ngazalelwa eNketa, ngafunda eNketa Primary, grade 1 to 7. Ngase ngiqhubeka ngisiya eJohn Talaka eNtaba Zinduna. Ekhaya ngenza khona i-secondary yami, ngiqeda khona phapa ngaya eBulawayo Adventist High School, engayenza khona i-A level yami. Ngingathi ngaqalisa ukurekorda sibili okujulileyo
2009. Ungena nje kwezomculo we-hip hop uRock It Up ephiwa umdlandla ngabanye abaphambi kwakhe.
Ngathi ngomalume bami ngoba babekuyenza so ngakhula ngibabona bakhangile lami I think wangenza ngafisa ukuba yiwo ongenze ngakhetha umdumo lo yikho futhi ukuthi ngakhula ngibukela ukuthi bona babesenza njani izinto zabo. Abantu asebewamukele kahle sengathola la nomination ama best hip hop abantu basekela and abantu bayathenga ama album lawo.
My chair right for any window dash I bought. So for all my cats I for. Stun is the decret like so. So I get my chair right for.
Yesebenza ejagala komoyo selamadlalade athize elawacindezelayo asetholakala njalo ethengwa ngabalandeli bakhe.
Sengenze ama album angu 3. Eyokuqala ngiyenze 2018 abayithi uGhost Standards. Esifili ngiyenze 2019 abayithi uYafi. Then esithathu ngiyenze ngeminyaka odlulileyo abayithi uLingo the album. Engizenzele khona hamba futhi kobulawayo labantu abaproducer khona bekobulawayo.
Isimbe fakwe futha mesayibhoka bo phela bo heva bo mthayikho inje zilukhusha you don't know phela ngagudla i right off bengasoli bottles pop isinje
thomele sivale uhlelo phosela ilwizi kubalaleli rock dub ungakahambi
liqhubekeke lisisekela lathi asisoze sibe phambanise sizanika umculo omnandi ochazayo umculo wami ungatholakala kuwonke amashow ama online shops abo Spotify, abo iTunes, abo Deezer, kuma social media pages ami wonke, ku Twitter yami ngu Rocky Dub, RockieDub, la ku Facebook yile ngilisebenzisayo, la ku Instagram yile ngilisebenzisayo, yikho ngathola khona ama links ami.
Silibasana ngomculo we hip hop siwuphakulelwa ngu Rocky Dub obe nguyesi laye kuhlelo Woza Woza Friday
uyenzani abafazi babantu
Rock on Rock Dub mpela sonto emnandikini lonke igama lami Ezra Jesus Banda
abafazi babantu. Jumping good, fuck is good, call you fuzu, shawing uzu, ngol is too, shama mabunju, clash you mundu, it will be vibe is good, it's nice, it will be ice, I got to swipe my pussy price, it dusty, dusty, cast me as romance, it pass my spampy black, it's touchy chance, small or small god, pain on my heart, I sense you forgot, who need me so god, spending my life, Gideon, gonna, believe it's all, sissing your flow.
Hey, where?
Figgy in doors, this really will go.
Hey, where?
Really, the boy, a kiss for the dog.
Hey, where?
Kick it, keep on, just keep it no more.
Lumunana ngali python, python. Chuta ngali simba zaizo. Big game, petty cyclone. Yenga badle new game na diga so. Kabadles dulces chala ga so. Karabless group man pussy 5-4. Hope never have to shoot anybody I know.
Lo mculi wengoma zomdumo we-hip hop uWaren Moyo odume ngegama lokuthi nguRocky Dub ocula ekobulawayo. Singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Isiphinde yayekethiswa imigoqo yokwenqabela iCOVID-19 kwele South Africa osokwamukelwe ngenjabulo enkulu ngabaningi kakhulu abeZimbabwe yasebehlala kulelo lizwe. Isiphathamandla sebandla lemthwakazi Republic Party umnumzana Patton Xaba umiswe phambi komthethwandaba kamantshi kobulawayo namhla lapho akhalaze imvumo yokukhululwa imali yesibambiso yebail. Silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo. Yimi usithandekile Mhlanga.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.